Emily Lieberman is, I believe, in Washington, D.C. right now, the Highland Park native who was not only at the Highland Park Parade, but today is in Washington, D.C., if I'm not mistaken. Emily, this is John. Are you there?
Hi, I am here. That is correct. I'm in Washington, D.C. right now.
Tell me exactly, what's the status of the rally, and is that ongoing? Are you at that?
The rally is ongoing. I will say that as a survivor of the parade, I opted to go to Capitol Hill today and work on speaking with the lawmakers. I wasn't ready for a big crowd yet, certainly not while assault weapons are still allowed on our streets, but I'm working hard to make it safer. It's got incredible momentum. It's really, really moving.
Yeah, I actually wondered about that. I thought how, ironic's not the right word, but as a result of the one rally and parade, they're going to have another one, and maybe that's an uncomfortable environment for some people. That's you, huh?
Yeah, I do believe that while we have many brave Highland Parkers who are actually coming to the rally, a good portion of the survivors are on Capitol Hill today working hard with lawmakers, since we're all a little bit too fragile right now to be in a large crowd.
So who are you meeting with, and how do you, I know that, you know, you've got a message. The president had the Highland Park ribbon on the other day, but it would still seem to me like just because you show up doesn't mean a senator is going to give you some time. Who have you met with?
It's incredible the momentum that this group has made in just over a week. We have mobilized just some angry moms, angry dads from the North Shore and, you know, Highland Park surrounding area, and actually all over the country who wanted change to happen, and change to happen immediately. And we spent the entire day on Capitol Hill yesterday having meetings with the lawmakers themselves. We met with, you know, Senator Chris Murphy, Senator Tammy Duckworth, Senator Dick Durbin, just to name a few. And we are so appreciative of them as allies. Today we continue to meet with people on Capitol Hill and the White House later today.
Who will you meet at the White House?
That we are not currently discussing publicly yet.
Well, the president is overseas, but...
Yes, that's correct. I don't have enough information for that totally yet.
No, understood. And I suppose, really, the fact that you were at the White House, or will be able to say so, is in itself a statement. Have you heard from your friends or colleagues about the rally itself? How many people are there? How that's going? What's the vibe?
Over 600 people were expected as a minimum number, committed RSVP to coming. We are watching the rally live via our Zoom feeds, and it looks incredible. I mean, speakers, Senator Tammy Duckworth, Senator Chris Murphy, Brad Schneider, all of them were speaking from the heart, begging for this country to come together to federally ban assault weapons, and their words were so strong. We had parents of Uvalde victims who lost their children speak at the rally too, and it's very clear that this nation needs to come together as one to protect our children, to protect our communities, and the way we start doing that is by banning assault weapons federally.
Yeah, that's my next and maybe last question for today, and then maybe we'll visit when you come back with more of what you heard. But what specifically are you asking? I think that's the problem, too. I think you have two sides in the one side that says we need to ban guns. What do you mean? What guns? You know, you have to have sort of a specific agenda. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, that's correct. And while there is a lot that can be said on gun reform, that is not our focus today. Our focus today is simple, and it is four words. Our focus today is ban assault weapons federally, and we need that done now. Not tomorrow, not in 2 years. We need that done now until more communities become devastated just like ours. And so that is what we need all U.S. citizens to band together and help us achieve, something that is a free thing to do, something that takes helps us achieve safety in our country and a better world for our children. And it needs to happen today.
Were you an advocate? Were you an activist prior to this? Or is this a new calling for you?
No, I was not. I'm a pediatrician. I'm a Lurie Children's Hospital pediatrician. My calling in life is actually primary care pediatric. I have no political, you know, advocacy work in my background at all, but my duty as a doctor was to promote the health and safety of children, and that's why I'm here today. Not just my own children, whose safety I almost couldn't protect, but I need to help promote the safety of all the other children in this country.
I don't want to tread on something that's difficult for you, but you said you were at the parade. How close were you to the shooting?
I was about a block and a half from the shooting. I did not see the shooter in the moment, although the gun echoing in the background felt as if I was right there. And in the moment, we did not know where that noise was coming from or how many people were out there. And we were... I'm with my husband, my 5 and 8-year-old daughters. There were actually 13 members of my family there. As a Highland Park native, I've been at that parade since I was born. And while I didn't see the shooter, my 5 and 8-year-old now go to bed every night worried about every single noise they hear and wake up in the morning asking if it's safe to get on their camp bus and if it's safe to leave the house because they're afraid that this is going to happen again.
Well, I wish you luck. I'm glad you're there. It's probably going to require more people like you to say, okay, I'm going to add to the list of things I have to do in my life this to make change. But that's how it's got to happen, Emily. Thank you for being out there today.
Thank you so much for speaking with me and letting us explain our mission.
Dr. Emily Lieberman, the Highland Park pediatrician who is in Washington, D.C. on Capitol Hill today, as the rally takes place in Washington, D.C., she referenced 600 people. I think she meant from the area as opposed to the total crowd.